Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Of course, it's years since you could go down to the local chemist and get your film developed. On King Street in Newtown, I saw this sign the other day. It's the Sydney Super 8 Camera Store. It looks like a fantastic store. It has a big Kodak sign out the front, an old-style Kodak sign. It says, "We sell film, and we sell old cameras." I thought, well, how many places are left that actually sell film? What do you do with an old film camera? Are you going to have, in years to come, something there that you're not going to be able to use? And with digital films, my boy got my digital camera out and took 500 photos over a weekend. So he just looks at them there. You've got to farm through them. The old way was you'd do it, and then you'd wait, and you'd go to the chemist, and you'd open up the envelope, and you'd go, oh, cut the head off there. And well, that was
out of focus. Three-quarters of them were ruined.
That's right. But that was part of the charm, wasn't it?
Are you seriously saying that we should go back to the old days? I mean, nostalgia is a great thing when you look back on it, isn't it? But I think the improvements we've had in photography have enabled more and more people to go out and take photos.
All right, well, let's find out just how much interest there is, because Nick Vlahadamis owns the Super 8 store at Newtown. It opens from midday to 5, Wednesday to Sundays. So this is his day off. But he's talking to us today, and you might be surprised by how much trade they do. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Gary.
Nick, thanks for joining us. You've gotten up early on a day off.
I certainly have, but anything for a little plug and to let people know that film is alive. It's not dead.
Now, just tell us about the shop. Is it very busy? I mean, John saw it the other day.
Yeah, it is busy, and we actually have to open up on Tuesday, so I'm actually not working today.
Oh, you are working today. Because this was a hobby you started that's turned into a bit of a nightmare for you.
Well, it has, because originally it was just basically bric-a-brac and with a majority of old cameras that people would put on bookshelves. And, of course, more and more people were coming and asking, do they work? And certainly half of them, or more than half of them, were working. So my business partner and myself thought it would be a good idea to make sure that they do work. And basically it evolved into cameras at work, to selling film with cameras, and now we get sophisticated cameras, and we've actually got a film processor and offer all type of processing. So it's just wonderful. There is demand.
So are you getting a lot of sort of young people, late teens, 20s, who probably have never really put a roll of film in a camera before, coming in and wanting to learn about it?
We have a whole gamut of people, John and Gary. We have the older folk that want to buy a camera for their grandson or their daughter. That remember, let's not forget that it's only 10 years ago when digital photography or digital cameras outstripped the sales of film cameras.
That's right.
So, you know, the writing was on the wall for a lot of companies that hadn't made that, what would you call it, investment research into digital cameras. And a lot of the major companies did fold, including, unfortunately, well, they didn't fold. Kodak really, really had to have a good look at itself. And it still exists. We get young kids, and being Newtown as well, near the Performing Arts High School there, down the road from the uni, Newtown is quite progressive. They really enjoy, and the community has grabbed onto this shop, and they like the idea. Yeah?
Nick, if I buy a film from you and put it in the camera, where do I get it developed these days?
You can come to us, but there's about half a dozen to a dozen stores that provide that service. And we're all hanging on. And I guess it's like a milk run. You've got your designated area. There's no room for two or three photo finishes these days that deal exclusively with film.
Yeah, and the film itself, where do you get that from? Who's making film these days?
Well, Kodak does make film. I mean, after 2004, there was basically a free fall. These major companies did not know what was going to happen with film. And really, well, with Kodak, it's less than 10% of its business now. And Fuji sells it. Ilford is a great supporter of black and white photography. So the three major companies would be Ilford, Fujifilm, and Fujifilm is very successful and doing quite well.
Still doing well.
Nick, why the interest when you can have a great camera on your phone with lots of data there so you can store large photographs, you can edit it as you go and then distribute it to all your friends? What's the attraction of doing something with film where you never quite know if it's going to come out or not?
Well, you just said it before. I think your son took his phone camera out and he took 500 photos and you've got to go through it. That all takes time. When you go to the major centres now that offer that digital processing, you've got to sit there for hours sifting through and cropping things. You look like my mum, who's 76 years old. She's happy to put the film. She knows how to load the film in the camera. She's got 36 photos. She knows exactly that she's got that number. She's conservative with it. She's going to take photos that she cares about. And then she's going to give that piece of roll to me or someone else, like she used to, okay, and come back the day after, and all the work's done for her.
Hey, Nick, what do you think about this current craze for selfies?
Look, no comment. I think it's a passing phase, and, it's wild. I went overseas last year, and, of course, that selfie stick is all the
everywhere. Everywhere. I'm assuming you don't sell selfie sticks there, but what's the oldest camera you've got there on your shelves?
Probably a late 20th century, early, 1905, old folder, an old Graflex that Ansel Adams used it. You look down a chimney viewer.
That'd be good. All right.
Then you can still use it.
And just for Gary's benefit, because he's always telling me that all the people in Newtown wear skivvies and drink lattes. Is that you?
No, not quite. But
you don't sound like it.
No body piercings, Nick?
Everyone is welcome in Newtown. That's
exactly. Good on you, mate. So you're open today. Super 8 Camera Store in Newtown.
Absolutely. We're just a big Kodak sign. We're open after 12. Chris will be there, and then I'll chime in later on. I'll fire up the processor, and I'll be doing my film processing as I do almost every day.
Yeah, and if you're heading south, it's past the intersection in that southern part of King Street, heading towards Sydney Park on the right.
Absolutely. In between St. Peter's Station and Newtown.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.